On the line with us this morning is Mike Zuzulo. He's a global commodity analytics and consulting out of Atchison, Kansas. Good morning to you, Mike. Thanks for being with us. We're glad to have you along for the morning. Let's take a look at what's been happening in this trade and maybe put it in context to the 2010 cycles that you and I have been discussing since January of this year.
Yeah, it's super critical at this point, Todd, for the 2010 cycle in terms of the correlation of the lows and the actual price action in this market, because it was in 2010 at the end of July that we made a very hard bottom and really didn't look back very much in terms of price action. And I think that's where this is going to be as we close out the end of this month, with knowing December corn down 11% on the month as of right now, November beans down 9% on the month as of right now, and December wheat down 20%, following in lockstep crude oil for the month, we really need to have cyclically and in terms of that correlation to 2010 a bottom right here right now as we close out this month of July.
So what are the fundamentals in 2010 that drove the marketplace higher after that bottom came?
You know, we had the leadership of the wheat on our side, and that is where the July report did give us a bit of the similar action in terms of USDA numbers with the lower wheat stocks to a degree, but nothing like we needed. And so we were kind of on our heels already with the price action of the wheat and the fundamentals of the wheat, and I still believe, like we have talked about since January, as you say, that the wheat really needs to lead us out of this hole. I especially believe that in light of the fact that you can see pretty clearly the attachment between the crude oil, the wheat, the Chinese stock market, the idea that China equals inflation, China equals commodity demand when it comes to the overall commodity indexes. This was something also important in 2010. As we got into mid-June, the dollar started to weaken. We did not see that this time around because of the Federal Reserve liftoff. That didn't bother me too much because of what was going on the crop side of the equation with the corn and beans having the extra heavy wetness and problems getting planted and the flooding out. But what we need now here in July is a return back to the downside in the dollar index, because that's what we did all the way into October, November of 2010. And going back to 2010 with the crop conditions, I did a study, and we talked about this on Commodity Week a little bit. A lot of people are saying Iowa, Minnesota, South Dakota, Nebraska are going to offset states like Indiana, Illinois, Ohio, and east of the Mississippi, essentially. And it's true that good to excellent conditions, 75% or higher, we have 5.5 million more acres that are that much better than they were back at the end of July in 2010. But if you take the good to excellent conditions to 65% or lower, we actually have 18 million more acres, planted corn acres, this year that are less than 65% good to excellent. So I think the idea that the 2010 crop year and this year, as far as corn and bean health and water and condition, are still very strongly correlated.
Well, what do we need to see at this point to get things to turn? Is it wheat to move higher?
Yes, I think that in the medium term. I think in the short term between now and the August report, and this is where today's price action comes in and focuses in even more, is that we need the beans to stop being the leader to the downside, because that's really what this last half of the marketing year is probably going to be an important feature to the corn market in particular. If you don't have wheat on your side, you don't have the macro side and the dollar side, you've got to have the beans on your side if you're going to hold price levels or get higher price levels. And this is where the August 12th report comes in. This is where the cancellations by China of old crop beans this morning comes in. We note today we've broken the cycle and the trend of a stronger protein market, stronger hogs, stronger meal, as a result of some of these increasing demand and lower supply features that we've seen this week. Terrific export sales for meal and beans now being questioned because of these cancellations. So going into the August 12th report, not only would I like to see world wheat numbers go down, it really is important that the beans not be, or the meal not be, the leader to the downside.
Did you make note of the announcement by Bunge, I think it was their CEO, probably in one of their quarterly reports or something along those lines, that his expectation was that soybean exports from the United States would pick up dramatically in the month of September and that they would be on pace.
And that makes sense because the pork price in China, the high-quality pork price in particular, is rallying sharply. Beijing pork prices are up 50% from their mid-March low. Pork rump prices across 50 cities are 20% higher than they were a year ago. And, you know, the other thing we talked about on Commodity Week briefly was the idea that where are we in price at the Gulf in terms of corn and wheat? Well, I said that the Gulf corn was down about 15% from year-ago levels for coarse grain, for the Gulf yellow number two corn, but coarse grain stocks-to-use ratios are unchanged from a year ago in July. And when I looked at the wheat price today, the soft red wheat at the Gulf is within 5 euros per ton from the French milling quality wheat. We are there as far as competitive. And I think the fact that we're getting some international weather playing into this, we should start to see the market maybe respect these old lows a little bit more, especially the Corn Belt weather in the Ukraine. That is probably number one in the short term for the market as we go into the report for the corn.
You mentioned Commodity Week a couple times. It was an interesting show. You, Dale Durkles from AgriVisor, and Ellen Dearden from AgriView on that show. We took up as much the global marketplace and money movement as anything else. I think people would find that of interest. It airs this afternoon immediately after the closing market report, but already up on the website at willag.org for those who want to take a listen. I enjoyed the show. I hope you did too.
I did, and I think, you know, Dr. Good did such a good job on the price action for the new crop corn and beans and what kind of premium's been taken out, and, you know, we all have our ideas of where the yield is. I think that what we really needed to delve into, and you did a great job doing it with us, was getting into this global market. Why are commodities still going up and the going down and the stocks are still going sky high at this point? And I think it makes a lot more sense after you listen to it.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate it. Look forward to our conversation this afternoon.
Me too. Thanks, Todd, for having me.
Yep. Bye-bye now. That, of course, is Mike Zuzulo. He's a global commodity analytics and consulting. He's out of Atchison, Kansas.